I like to sneak up on them when they're only 2 or 3 or 4 years old. When their bodies are straight and healthy and full of bounce and fun. Full of life and joy. When they're saying, look at me. Look at me, see how high I can jump. And look at me, Mom. Watch me catch the ball.
Qu'est-ce qu'on vient d'annoncer ? pouvez me dire où je dois descendre?
On peut boire l'eau du robinet?
Je suis débutant.
maintenant?
Je vais vomir.
It makes me laugh when they can't stand up.
Il faut que je voie un médecin. Qu'est-ce que c'est un soir?
Un de ces jours.
Let man hurl himself into the galaxies and take snapshots of the moon. But down here, on this earth where I prowl, he is still unable to find a cure for the scourge of little children. For I am muscular dystrophy, the hater of people, especially children. And I dare you to stop me. It will take more money, more time, more science, and more love than you have yet been willing to give. Yes, I am muscular dystrophy. I hate people, especially children. And I dare you to stop me. I dare you.
Different Circles by a band called Goldie and the Thank you.
of songs. And over the course of about a year and a half, and we would send music to John Parrish. So after we made the connection to John, and John and I talked on the phone, and he listened to a few demos, and we said, okay, this is gonna happen. We're gonna make the record together, and now we're gonna, you know, figure out what songs we're gonna use. So we kept sending him material. And like maybe in batches of like 3, 4, sometimes 5. And then he would choose the songs from the batches that he felt like were the best for what he does, and that would make a very strong body of music. Atmosphere and climate, which was actually great. It's like the songs were written in the heat, and then we recorded them in the frigid air of Bristol. It's like they got this kind of cooking process. So we recorded all the songs in about 19 days and really used a lot of the stuff from the demos that we made. And then of course John put his John Parrish magic on all of it, and he is just such a wonderful person to be around, and such a humble man for being such an unbelievable musician and producer. experience was an absolute joy. And plus, you're in Bristol, and you're like thinking about all of the other amazing musicians that make music there, and you're like, ooh, like, get a little Portishead on that, get a little Massive Attack on that track, and follow it up with some Goldfrapp, and yeah, I think we're doing pretty good. So by his person and his personality.
You said your love was true.
And just really being around him is an exceptional and lovely experience, because he's this very warm, compassionate person, but he's this mega genius, and but really funny and sharp and fun to be around. So it's like, it's really like he makes you feel really good and really at ease, and then next thing you know, like, you're making this really amazing art. And after all of these years of collaboration, it's not like I ever really get used to it. It's always a wonder to just hang out with him. But it's a lot easier now. It's like, oh, it's Dave, that's my pal Dave, you know, as opposed to being like, oh my god, that's David Lynch right there. I mean, that was like the first 10 years, but kind kind of, but like after a while it's like he's so nice and he's like, he makes you feel so comfortable that it kind of just, that's the fun part, you know, just to kind of be giddy around him. But obviously we've been making music for so long that there's this nice kind of easiness and this sweetness, and but I don't take any of it for granted, you know. All of the music that we made was really, really not just a phenomenal experience to create art with this person, but just to be able to hang out and get to know him was really, really great.
Those are like crazy.
I have a day off in the city, this is one I really get to explore. But that didn't exactly happen, but I can feel the vibes, and this may sound a little crazy, but I can feel the energy of the city the moment I get here, and I've been able to spend some time in Ghent and another tours, so that was fortunate.